Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior Jesus Christ. I'd like for you to listen to these words, actually just one verse from Hebrews 13, not as a museum piece or as a verse that was written to people long ago, but as words written directly to us. Hebrews 13, verse 7. Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Now that verse asks you and me to remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. It asks you to consider the outcome of their way of life. It asks you and me to imitate their faith. So who did you think of? Who has brought you closer to Jesus? Who still influences you to keep the Christian faith? Take a moment to think about the person or the people who have had the biggest impact on you from a faith perspective. And as you remember, think about what they did to point you in the direction of Jesus. And as you think about that, offer a prayer of thanks for them. How long has it been since you really just gave that some thought? It might be a pretty good idea to take time to tell that person that you just thought about. If it's possible, it may not be. But if it is possible, just tell them what they've meant to your life of faith. Imagine what it would be like to receive a card or a phone call essentially saying, "You are responsible for helping me get closer to Jesus, my Savior." If you can make that happen for someone, why not do it? Now, it's difficult for me to create a short list of people who have influenced my faith. Mine would have to be pretty long. But if I were creating a short list, I would have to start with my parents. They taught me what Christian love and forgiveness is all about. They put me in positions to hear the Word of God on a daily basis. I've been blessed with an all-star team of pastoral mentors in my life, starting with my father, going to seminary professors, my vicarage pastor, the congregations that I've served in team settings, each one of them showing me what faithful ministry looks like. To that list, I would add Lutheran teachers, professors, family members, friends, members of every congregation along the way who've shown me something about God's love in Christ and given me something to imitate. Time for some more remembering. Whoever you thought of moments ago, what were some of the specific things they did to push you in Jesus' direction? This is a very important question. What actions did they take? And how did those actions impact your life? I ask because one of the easiest ways I know of to share your faith with someone else is to remember what some Christian person did for you that helped you and then do what they did to someone else. That's what imitating is, after all. Watch what they did to you, then you do it. Wow. when the author of Hebrews writes, consider the outcome of their lives and imitate their faith, he's saying, do for someone else what your Christ-like leader, what your Christ-like friend did for you. In that way, you'll make a difference for someone else. Now, at this point, we need to be cautiously aware of a couple things. Number one, we must take care that in remembering our leaders, considering the outcome of their lives, imitating their faith, we do not end up worshiping a hero that's not Jesus. Do you understand what I mean? It can be very subtle. A few people I know of actually worship another human. But we can have a tendency to elevate those people who have been good to us to some sort of high status. We can put people, even Christian people, on pedestals in small ways, large ways. Of course, whatever way we do it, it's a mistake. There is no other faith to imitate than the faith that confesses all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. Every Christian, even the ones that we admire, even the ones who have gone out of their way to help us and formed our lives in important ways, even they are a sinner forgiven. Every sinner forgiven points other people to Jesus and not themselves. That's the faith that we're to imitate. Faith in Christ. That's the first caution. The second caution is this. Though we are here encouraged to imitate the faith of our Christian leaders, it must not be an imitation of faith. In other words, our faith must be our own, and it must be real. It goes beyond just doing things because somebody else did them and it looks like the right thing to do. What I'm trying to say here is that when I talk about it must not be an imitation of faith, what I'm saying is no one can believe for you. Examples. If your mother was pious, faithful, loving, that is a wonderful blessing. Thank God for it. But her faith cannot save you. But think of it another way. If you had a pastor along the way who taught you the Christian faith, was there for you in difficult times, that was God's intention for you to benefit from such a ministry. Praise God for it. But your pastor's faith cannot save you. Your faith is what matters. And it must not be an imitation of faith, or it'll do you no good. True faith says this, I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord or come to Him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, given me the gift of faith, given me His holiness to wear as a garment, and kept me in this true faith. Do not confuse an imitation of faith with true faith, which clings for all its worth to a crucified and risen Savior and stakes everything, even life after death, on what Jesus has done. No one else. What Jesus has done. So, remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Today, we have remembered, and I would encourage you to continue remembering as this day goes by. Will you imitate the faith and love of the Christ-like people that God has placed in your path? Will you follow their example and point others to Jesus? Consider the outcome of their way of life. A missionary was once traveling through the interior of China and found a group of people to talk to, and he told that native group the story of Jesus. And when he had finished, someone said, "Yeah, we knew him. He lived here for a while." The missionary said, "No, I'm talking about another person. This person lived centuries ago. They lived in another place entirely. But we did know him," that man insisted. "He lived in this village." And so the disagreement continued for a while until the people took the missionary out to their village cemetery and pointed to a grave marked with a cross, which belonged to a Christian doctor who had lived and served and died in their community. You see, that missionary was not the first to show up in that village. Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Imitate their faith and show Jesus to your village. Let's pray. Father, with your Son and the Holy Spirit, you've set before us these words today from the letter of Hebrews, to remember our leaders, to consider the outcome of their way of life, and to imitate their faith. And we know that their faith is faith that rests in you. You are the object of that faith. But their lives, their example, their actions, their compassion, their love has touched our lives in ways that have shaped us. As we remember them today, Lord, we give thanks. We bless you for giving them to us. And our simple prayer today is that you would enable us to reflect your light in a similar way to someone else. This we humbly pray in Jesus' name. Amen.